So we're just walking up the steps in the around the Twist Lighthouse to the first level. It's still a working lighthouse as well, so it's pretty cool. So currently up the top of the lighthouse from Round the Twist, it is incredibly surreal to have watched this show and now be at the top of the lighthouse. We just had a lovely tour with the lady who runs the tours here, and it's freezing, it's icy, it's cold. There's no sign of Thompson or Nell or the ghost, but I tell you what, it is bloody scary inside though if you're here alone, because it's very dark and it's extremely cold. And if anyone remembers that episode with the scarecrow, we haven't seen that, but it's freaking cold and windy. But yeah, pretty spectacular to think that I taught this at high school in my film and TV classes, and my kids used to love being able to watch Round the Twist, and then here we are at the actual Round the Twist lighthouse. So yeah, it's pretty special. So we're just back from Airlie's Inlet in Victoria along the Great Ocean Road, and we did the Round the Twist lighthouse today, which was pretty spectacular. It was pretty spectacular, but I don't want too many negatives to shroud this really positive day and checking out the Round the Twist, but I've got to say, spoiler alert, but there were actually no rooms in the lighthouse, so not only was that a bit of a letdown, because I was hoping to run into, like, Bronson's room or something like that, the place had no rooms whatsoever, and then also, we found out today, they never even filmed in the lighthouse, so the lighthouse was actually, like, just a bit of B footage. I got to say, a bit of a letdown in terms of the ABC Kids TV memory history chart kind of thing there, but, you know, all in all, fantastic day, outstanding. And look, I learned some educational things too. I mean, I found out that Australia has 281 lighthouses. So if you didn't know that, then, you know, next time Hot Seat Millionaire and all that kind of stuff. But that's what I learned. I also learned that they dug the Great Ocean Road with shovels. Actually, we learned a lot about the actual lighthouse and not so much about Round the Twist. The lady that was running the tour was lovely, but was kind of not really keen to talk about Round the Twist, which was the main reason we were there. So that was quite funny, because I kept asking her about Round the Twist and she kept trying to talk about the lighthouse, and I really wasn't interested in that. But look, amazing opportunity. If you get the chance and you're a Round the Twist TV nerd like Jem and I are, then you've definitely got to get to Airlie's Inlet in Victoria and see the lighthouse and go up in it. It was outstanding, great day, pretty hilarious, and just funny that we were able to be there. So yeah, Lonely Planet, Victoria, take Blair's recommendation and just do it. Round the Twist, have you ever been there? It's outstanding. All right, that's about it.